chayiv. So more is the kasha pshita, of course he's chayiv.
Kivon diyafkuo, since the ganav took him out, so our kaima labor shusayu, his sin is on rishus. L'chol mili, for all things, like he has a kinyan xaner on it now. Like Rashi says, Iko meshicha v'shina rishus, tevi kanuya l'chol mili. The ganav has kinder it completely. It's in his rishus right now. So of course he's chayiv if it does damage. So Mara says, Lo Tzricha, we're talking about like this, that the ganav did not make a meshicha. He did not grab a hold of the animal and pull him out. But just to come alei v'yapa, he just like guided him. He stood in front of him and stopped him from going this way and that way. He guided the shor to go out. And that's the chiddush. That even in such a case, still you're a ganav and you're chayiv. Ki ha di yom rav, like Rabbi said, Omer Rav Masna, the name of Rav Masna, Omer Rav, the name of Rav, that hamai mid behemas chaveroi, al komas chaveroi, if you take your animal and you put him on top of your friend's wheat, al komas chaveroi, the tfua by your friend, and your animal eats it up, chayiv, you should know you're chayiv. Freddy Gemara, maimed, if you mamish pick up the animal and hold him and bring him there, pshita, of course you're chayiv. Avadi, you're a mazik now. Your mamish taking him with your hands. And your mamish making the animal eat up the person's food, of course you're a mazik, of course you're chayiv. So on this, Rabbi said, Lo tzricha, the chiddush over here is, tikom lo viyapo. We're talking about not that you grabbed the animal, just that you stood in front of him or on the side of him, and you guided him to go to your friend's field. Vihir yechayiv. Omulay Abaye l'Rabbi Yosef, so Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Hekesha martalon v'listim nami tekishu. So Rashi says, Hekisha b'makala martalon. You told us the case is that the guy took a stick and hit the animal with a stick. That's the case that he's chayiv. Because maimid doesn't mean you picked up the animal, you made a meshicha, and your mamish put him there, but just you hit the animal with a stick, and that made him go out. So I'll tell you, b'listir nami dekisha. The same thing in our Mishnah also. We're talking about the ganif, not that he mamish led the animal, made a real kinyan meshicha, that's pshita. Here the case is the ganav came in with a stick and just hit the animal, and that made the animal go out. So Rashi says, V'yashmina maslis, the Mishnah teaches us, Tehekesha b'makil zuhi mishicha. That's a chiddush. That's also considered like you have a kinyan gzela, and therefore now this animal is in your rishus, so if it goes out and does damage, you have to pay for it. That's the chiddush over here. Tehekesha b'makil zuhi mishicha. Then the Gemara says, Mosra l'roya nichna saroya tachtav. That if the Bailam gives it over to a roya, he gives it over to a shepherd. So the shepherd takes over, he's achroy for it now. Amri the Gemara says, tachtav the man. Who does the watchman here, the shepherd, take over? Who is he instead of? Elaine, if you want to tell me, tachtav the Baal Behema, he's instead of the owner of the Behema. Like, what happened here? Reuven owns his shor. And he gave it over now to a shepherd to watch it for him. So now that the shomer takes over the place of the owner, for the Gemara Tanina Chodizimna. We learned this already. We had this Gemara already before. We had before Mos Roy L'Shoy Mechinim. If the owner gives over his shor either to a Shoy Mechinim, to a watchman for free, or else a L'Shoy, or somebody wants to borrow it from you, L'Noy Say Socher, if you pay the person, or L'Soycher, somebody rents it from you, so if you give it over to any one of these four Shomrim, the Locher is Kulon Nichnesu Tachas Abaylim. So you all take over the place of the owner, and if the animal does damage now, and the shomer was a pesheya, he's chayiv, he has to pay for the damage. Says, so what do you have to tell me here, pshita? Ela rather it's like this, tachtav the shomer. We're talking about not that the owner had his ox, but the owner already gave over his ox to a shomer. A shomer is supposed to watch it. And now the shomer gives over the watch to the shepherd. That's the chiddush over here. That still the royer takes over the place of the shomer. And Rashi says, El tacht of the shomer, Vochi mashma, Mosra shomer l'roya. If the shomer, the first watchman, gave it over to a second watchman, Nichnas l'roya tacht, the second one takes over. V'yazli b'ailim u'mishtoye dina b'hadi sheni, V'risha m'stalik. The first shomer has the right to say, I'm free. I gave over the ox to a shepherd to watch. Sam potter. If any damage happens now, the owner has to go straight to the roya. That's the chiddush over here. So Gemara says, El atachtav v'shoymer. V'shoymer kama iftel el gamri. And the first shoymer is potter completely. Like the shoymer gave it over to a shepherd, he gave it over to the second one to watch, So the second one is achroi, he has to take over. It's upon him the obligation to watch it. And the first one is free. So the Gemara says, if so, lema, let's say to have it to the Rava. Let's say there should be a kasha and Rava. The Yomar Rava says that shomer shemasa l'shomer chayiv. If one shomer, like the owner, gave it to you to watch it, and now you take it and give it over to a second shomer, you have no right to do that. And therefore, if anything happens to it, the first shomer is chayiv. The first shomer has no right to give it over to somebody else. Yechayiv. And Rashi says, afilu b'yoinsin. The Yomar le'mafkid, the first owner has a right to say, at mehemtes li b'shavua. You I trust with the shavua. You I let have. But iyu, the second person that you gave it to, le'mehemtes li b'shavua. I don't believe him, even if he swears to me. So I don't want him to hold it. Maybe he's a pashaya and he'll swear that it was an honest. I don't believe him. So this is the Gemara we had in Perak Machlekes, the Gemara Mafkin, in Perak Baba Metzia. Since so, the Chura al-Mishnah should be a kasha and rubber then. Here you're telling me when the Shomer gives it over to the Roya. The first Shomer is Potter, and their rubber says no. Their rubber says Shomer, Shemosh, Shomer is Chayiv. So Gemara says, Omalach, rubber says no. My muscle of Roya, you know what al-Mishnah means? You gave it over to the Roya, Lebazile. You gave it over to his Talmud. Rashi says, Letalmidai. That the Shomer gave it over to his own Talmud. Like somebody he was teaching how to be a shepherd, how to watch animals. Says so the urche de roya lemimsa lebazile. It's a normal thing that the first shomer like will give it over to his talmidim. So therefore, when the owner gives it to the first shomer to watch, it's like understood that this shomer, this roya, has the right to give it to his talmidim. So that's why our Mishnah says the chiddush that the second one takes over for the first one, and the first one is potter even according to Rava. Ikad the Amri, some say like this. Ikad the Amri, me diktani, since we learn Masra al Raya, you gave it over to a Raya. For like Katani, we did not learn Masra al Yachar, gave it over to somebody else. So Shema Amina, from here it's a proof. My Masra al Raya means Masa Raya la Bazile. The Urcha de Raya, la Mimsa la Bazile. It's a proof like this. Since the Mishnah does not say Masra al Raya, it says Masra al Raya, and it does not say Masra al Yachar, so what's the Sedafka the Raya for? It means we're talking about the first one is already a Raya, and he's giving it over to his own Tamidim. So that's the Urche, the Raya Lamesla Bazilu, that's why he's Potter. Ah, Voliachaloi. But true, if the Shomer would give it over to a second Shomer, to somebody else that's not his Talmud, so what do you want to tell me then, Loi, that he'll be Chayiv? If so, Leimel Mesana LaRava, then our Mishnah should be approved to Rava. The Yomar Rava, the Rava Taka says, that Shomer Shemosa L'Shomer Chayiv. So Gemara says, no, Amri, I'll tell you a lie. Dilma Ucha de Musa Katani Vua Din Liyachar. You don't have 100% proof from our Mishnah. True, the Mishnah is Mashma, that he gave it over to his Talmud, but it could be because that's the normal case. That's why it says it's Potter. But maybe the same halacha would apply if this Shomer gives it to a second Shomer, maybe the first Shomer is also Potter. It could be the halacha is, Shomer, Shemosa L'Shomer, still your Potter, the first one. Because the Maisi gave it over to a Bardas. He gave it over to somebody else that has Achrayas, could take care of it. Therefore, the first one is Potter. The Gemara says like this. Itma we learned. Shomer Aveda. What's the halacha a person finds in Aveda? He finds something that somebody lost. He finds in Rishus Rabim. But Malkin, let's say we're Rova, Yidin, are Jews. So he has a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda. You have to pick it up and you have to watch it. You have to watch it, take it home, and keep it and watch it until the owner comes and asks for it. So what type of halacha do you have when you're watching the Aveda? Shomer Aveda. Rashi says, Shomer Aveda. Hichnis Aveda, Aveda's Chaver Lebeisoi. Could you still, the Pasuk says, V'yosavto Yalbeis Pesecho. El Teich Pesecho. If you find something in the street, you're supposed to take it home to your house. So when you take it home, you become a Shomer on it. What halacha do you have? So Rabba Amarabba says, Kishay Mechinim Domi. You're only like a shemachinim, you're not getting paid for it. Therefore, if a ganef steals it, you're potter. Rav Yosef Amanal Kishrema Sachadami. It's as if you're getting paid for watching it. And therefore, you'll be chayiv for ganef of Yaveda. What's the machlokes? Rav Amanal Kishrema Domi. Rav says a shema Raveda. Has the lach like a shemachinim. Why? Because mahano komotilei. What kind of enjoyment is he getting? He's not getting any pay. That's the poshet. He's not getting paid for it. He's doing a mitzvah. But Tzchar B'Hayam Malek is not getting paid for it right now. Says so, he's only called the Shemachinim. He has no special enjoyment from it.
However, Rabbi Yosef says no. Why? First of all, with this enjoyment, he does not have to give bread now to an oni. The klal is oisik b'mitzvahs potam in a mitzvah. The Rashi says, "Mivalechtucha baderech nafum tachtasukah." So therefore, when you're being oisik in this aveda, if an oni comes to you and says he needs tzedakah, you're potter. You don't have to give him the tzedakah. So it comes out you save the money of the tzedakah. So that's the enjoyment you get here. That's called prutah Rabbi Yosef. So shaila that shchiach or not? Some place the Gemara says the other man the Yom holds prutah Rabbi Yosef is like shchiach. It doesn't happen too often. Punct at the time when you're working with the aveda, an oni would come. Because that's tritah. Oisik b'mitzvah only means like with a case where you can't do both mitzvahs. In other words, you're working now, taking care of the aveda, you can't give tzedakah. But avada, once you bring it home and put it down, and you're not taking care of it, then you'll have to do tzedakah, even though you're still doing the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. But it only means when you're actually working with the mitzvah. That's Rabbi Yosef's chiddush, that even though it doesn't happen that often, still it could come that you'll have enjoyment from this mitzvah, therefore you call the Shema Sacher right now. And Ika de Mefar Shihochi, some explain it like this. Rabbi Yosef Omer, we know what the time of Rabbi Yosef is. Why is the Shema Raveda called the Shema Sacher? Rabbi Yosef Omer, the Shema Sacher Dami, Kivon de Rachmona Shibdei, since the Torah appointed you to be the Shema Raveda, Bar Koche, by force, Hilkak Hashem Asachadami. Like it's a svara. If the Torah appointed you now to take care of it, the Torah wants you to watch it good. The Torah put it like into your Rishus Bakorchei. Therefore, even though maybe you have no enjoyment from it, still you consider it like Hashem Asachadami. In other words, it's a svara. If the Torah told you, pick up the Aveda and watch it until the owner comes, you have to have a good Shemira. And that you'll be chayef for the name of the Aveda, you have a loch like Hashem Asachadami. So, verse says, no, Eisva, Elis Akasha. Eisvei Rabbi Yosef l'Rabba. Rabbi Yosef that says he's like a Shem Asacha, asked the Kasha according to Rabba that holds the Shem Ravei is only a Shem Echina Dami. What was his Kasha?